in that Jax animation video that has 2.1 million views of the content that they stole from me. Nothing I can really do to combat this.
There's things that you can do, and I'm going to tell you how. Here's an example. AI does it all for them. I don't give a shit. I hope your page gets taken away. Now, it depends on the type of animation. If it's an AI-generated one, I'm going to file a copyright infringement report. I'm not even going to give them a chance. Don't care about your page. If they actually took time and they did the animation, as a courtesy, I email them first. What typically happens is that they ignore your email. I give them normally about 48 hours. It just depends on when the payday is going to hit. But I'll give them 48 hours and typically no response. So then I file a copyright infringement report. And as soon as I get that confirmation email saying that the content has been removed, it's like clockwork. Within 5 minutes, I receive an email from them. As soon as they respond, I say, yeah, you can use my work, but since you're profiting off of it, you do have to compensate me. Here's my flat rate per video. And for some reason, they're never able to compensate creators for their work, only profit off of it. Oh, and another one that they try to use is that they try to justify their copyright infringement because they say that TikTok allows creators to use the audio. But that's not what they're doing, because when you use somebody's audio, there is a direct link to the original creator. It's the same thing as like citing your sources when you write a paper. In a paper, if you quote an author and you cite the source, it's not plagiarism. However, if you quote the author and you don't cite the source, it is plagiarism. It's very similar with the audio. So when they download your audio, they overlay it and re-upload it. They don't have permission to do that because they're not citing the original source. And especially when they cross platforms, because that doesn't give you permission to, you know, upload it to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, none of that. But the main reason they do that is because when you're using somebody else's audio, it gets flagged as unoriginal work. And they're not going to be able to monetize off of it. So I don't feel sorry for these pages at all. They know exactly what they're doing. It's so fucking lazy. You literally take other creators' original work down to their audio, and then you have AI make animation for you, and then you upload it and profit off of it. So what you're going to do is do a little bit of research beforehand. You are going to go across all of the different platforms, and you're going to search for your videos. So you can search like the actual name of the animation, but typically they run like 5-10 pages. So you want to search for the name of your skit and then like whatever genre that your skit falls into. And you're going to file copyright infringement reports for every single one of the violations across all platforms. Now, it'll probably take you like after work one night. I have a pinned video on my page that tells you how to file a copyright infringement report. It is not hard. I would start with TikTok just because they do take longer to respond, and because they've already profited off of it, you want to make sure that it gets removed prior to the end of the month so that way they don't make any money off of your content. YouTube is the fastest. It'll get taken down like same day. And then Facebook and Instagram, it just kind of varies. Also, once the strikes start hitting, they're going to try to reach out to you, whether it's private message, email, because they want you to remove the rest of your reports, because the strikes that count against their page, they don't want to demonetize or lose their page entirely. Don't feel sorry for them. Don't take the reports away. You don't want to get flagged for any type of false reporting. Just file them and leave them. So don't stress. There's a bunch that you can do. Yeah, they stole from you, but you hold all the power in this dynamic, because you can get their ability to monetize taken away or their entire page. And honestly, the more that they took from you, the better. It's more strikes against their account. And hopefully this helps other creators that have had their content stolen that somebody else is profiting off of.